Chapter 10. King of the Beasts. The Winkies are nice enough to make us a pepperoni pizza before we go.
The witches love pizza, one Winkie tells us,
handing me the pizza in a takeout box.
They eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's their favorite thing to eat, so we've become experts at making it. They like mice and frog legs as their toppings, though.
Frankie shudders. Domino's definitely doesn't offer that on their menu. Frankie and I leave the castle grounds and meet up with Penny, Toto, Prince, Scarecrow, and Tin Man, who have all been waiting eagerly for us. As soon as Prince sees me, he jumps up on his hind legs and his tail starts wagging. Aw, he really loves me. Or maybe he just smells the pizza. All seven of us sit down on the gray grass for a very quick pizza picnic. Scarecrow and Tin Man don't need food, so they just relax while the rest of us gobble up the delicious slices and gulp down the juice boxes the Winkies also sent us off with. When we're done eating and drinking, even Toto looks happier. Maybe he was just hangry. Maybe that's Frankie's issue, too? Are you feeling better, Frankie? I ask.
What's that supposed to mean?
She snaps back. Never mind.
She seems fine to me,
Tin Man says.
Exactly, Frankie says. He gets me. I'm just fine.
Whatever you say. We throw away the remains of our picnic, and then we head back through the forest. We're on the lookout for the yellow brick road, which will take us to the Emerald City. The sun is starting to rise.
I yawn. After all that food, I could really use a nap.
And some cold medicine. My nose is really stuffy.
Suddenly, something huge and furry and tan jumps right out at me.
Roar!
Ah! We all shriek. A 10-foot-tall lion is standing in front of us. Yes, standing. He's snarling, too, and pointing his sharp claws right at us.
Lion! Penny screams, stepping behind Tin Man with Toto in her arms.
Toto whimpers and tries to escape. Prince, ears flattened in fear, cowers behind Scarecrow.
Roar!
The lion growls again, beating his white furry chest.
Roar!
Everyone screams again. But then I try to calm myself down.
Guys, it's just the cowardly lion, I say. There's no reason to freak out.
Lion's eyes flash.
Who are you calling cowardly?
He roars, looming over us.
I'll eat you for breakfast! Roar! Roar!
Prince starts shaking beside me.
I've had enough. Enough. No, I yell. No, no, no. Don't you try and scare us. I do not have the time for this. I am tired. I have a cold.
I knew you were sick, Penny says.
Two of our friends have been kidnapped. We lost the magic shoes. The Emerald City has been taken over by witches, and it's up to us to save everyone. I do not have the patience to listen to you being a jerk.
Lion stares at me. Then his face crumples. He bursts into tears.
Well,
he cries, tears streaming down his furry tan cheeks.
Well,
seriously? Mr. Lion, I say, are you okay? He slashes his paws under his eyes to wipe tears away.
Why would I be okay? You just yelled at me. I'm very sensitive.
No kidding, Penny says. He hangs his head.
Are you going to yell at me for being sensitive?
No, I say calmly. I'm sorry I yelled, but it's been a long night. We're in a bit of a jam. Tin Man rubs his tin chin.
Mr. Lion,
he begins,
can I ask you something?
Sure.
Lion says, plucking a leaf off a tree and blowing his nose into it.
I thought lions were supposed to be kings of the jungle. Are you a different kind of lion?
Yeah,
he says, hanging his head.
A cowardly one. The girl in the stained shirt is right.
Told you, Penny says to me. Totally stained. I roll my eyes. Moving on.
I'm a phony,
Lion explains.
I know it, and now you know it too.
He goes over to a fallen log and sits down and hangs his head. I know how you can prove you're not a scaredy cat, Penny says. Come with us to the Emerald City to fight the witches and evil fairy. Lion blanches.
Are you kidding me? I'm not fighting any witches or evil fairies. Why would I do that?
To help us save our friends, I say. And there's a reward for you too, Penny says. If you help us, I bet the wizard will be so grateful that you helped that he'll give you some courage.
Really?
Lion asks. Penny, I say, shaking my head. The wizard doesn't really have any magical powers. He's a fake. He's just a regular guy. That's not the way I remember it, she says. In the movie, he hands out courage to the lion, a heart to the tin man, and a brain to the scarecrow. Scarecrow throws his arms in the air. So it's true? I can't wait to get a brain.
With all my heart, Tin Man says. I would like a heart.
Frankie and I exchange glances. The wizard is going to be a huge disappointment. But what can we say? Lion nods.
I've thought it over. I'll join your team.
That's very brave of you, Penny says. Lion puffs up his chest.
It is? It is! See, it's working already!